We might ask ourselves, is today's solemnity, the assumption of Our Lady into heaven, based on scriptures? Is it scriptural? Do we find it in scriptures? And technically, we do not specifically find it mentioned in scriptures. However, it can be easily inferred from scriptures that Our Lady truly was assumed into heaven. Of course, we must uphold and uphold it now because it is a defined dogma. It was defined in 1950 by Venerable Pius XII. But it can easily be inferred from scriptures as well. Actually, we see one already mentioned in the first reading. I'm going to quote it. God's temple in the open and the Ark of the Covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Right, from the very first lines, God's temple was opened and the Ark of the Covenant could be seen in the temple. This was a vision in the sky. Our Lady is that Ark of the Covenant. And what is the Holy of Holies held in the Ark? That's our Lord Himself, who is the babe she carried in her womb when she visited Elizabeth, as we saw in the Gospel reading. And we can also infer it, as it were, from the words of Elizabeth when Our Lady's greeting sounded in her ears. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Already from here, first of all, blessed are you among women, referring to Our Lady, directly to Our Lady. And secondly, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? No one told her that the babe in the womb of Our Lady was our Lord Himself, the incarnate Lord. This was revealed to her by the Holy Spirit, as Evangelist tells us, as the infant in her womb was sanctified in her womb and leapt for joy. So Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit as well, brought to him, brought to her by our Lord in the womb of our Blessed Lady. Therefore, here this woman, Our Lady, who is immaculately conceived, that's why the archangel had greeted her as hail full of grace. She's immaculately conceived. This to prepare her to be the mother of God, to give her the most high, most exalted mission any human being could have. The mother of God and the mother of us all. And therefore, so perfectly preserved from sin, it is only right and just that she should be assumed into heaven, that she, who was the mother of God, carried the very incarnate Word of God, the Son of God, in her womb, would not see the corruption of her body in death, therefore assumed body and soul into heaven. So you see, we can indeed infer it from scriptures. And thus it was taught throughout the centuries and finally defined as a dogma, as I said, by Venerable Pius XII in 1950. She is bodily, soul, and body and soul assumed into heaven, taken into heaven. And there, she continues to work for us. She's still our mother. She is still exercising her motherly intercession over us. What are we to do? Actually, and we need to look at this too, another next part of from the book of Revelation here in the first reading. The other sign that appeared in the sky. A huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns. The dragon, of course, is Satan. And he is now waging war. It's already being shown to us in the from the book of Revelation. The battle he is waging against all of us. In particular, of course, as is pointed out also in that reading, the church. Right, note it says here, The dragon stood before the woman about to give birth. Wait a minute. No, let's go back a little bit. There it is. She was with child. This is the woman. At first we see the woman, the Ark of the Covenant. That's Our Lady herself. Then the great sign. The woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. Still Our Lady. But also the church, as the church teaches us. And she was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Now as we know, Our Blessed Lady, when she gave birth to our Lord, did not wail in pain in labor. She was not in labor. The birth was miraculous. Therefore, her virginity remained totally intact, even in giving birth to our Lord. But here, she was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. The church does labor to give birth to new souls. You see, we are in, and that's what the rest of this reading points out to us, that battle waged by Satan. You see? And we are in the thick of that battle. Don't think we're not. We are. And in fact, Lucia told us, we are in the final conflict. And the theme that Satan is using in that conflict, and we see it in our world today very, very prominently, the family and marriage. Precisely the very basis of society being broken up completely, destroyed. That's what we see. Here we are in the final conflict. What is our response then? It's to turn to that very mother, our mother, who is also queen. We'll see more of that next week as we celebrate her queenship at the end of the octave of, well, what used to be the octave of the Assumption. But there she is, crowned queen, our queen mother. We must turn to her, and she is waiting for us to do so. We have to start praying now. She's asked us to pray the rosary every day. We must pray, and how we need to pray. There, in fact, is our arms, the rosary. That's how we fight this battle, with prayer and sacrifice. And we must continually do so. Without this grace, without the help of Our Lady, we will not achieve, we will not win the battle. But with it, as she promised already at Fatima, nearly 100 years ago, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. We must every day get down on our knees and pray unceasingly. Pray the rosary, sacrifice, penance. Thus we will win the battle. We are in the thick of it now. We cannot wait. And there is no compromise. There's no middle road. We must pray. She is waiting for us now. She wants to bestow upon us the graces we ask for. Let us not hesitate to ask her every single day, in every act we undertake, every work we do, to ask her for the graces, to fulfill it, to carry it out according to God's will. Everything. And we will win the battle. Praise be Jesus and Mary.